Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. With the holiday season in full swing, you might be busy gift shopping for family or friends, but what should you get the music lovers on your list? How about a collection of remastered hits, unreleased tracks, artwork, and memorabilia that showcase the peak of a musician's career or the origins of their rise to fame? We are talking about CD box sets, of which 2023 has really seen no shortage of notable releases. And what has become an annual tradition here on Insight, the co-founder and announcer of KZAP, Dennis Newhall, joins us to talk about these sets and their giftability. And he's brought with him some of the most notable collections from this year, covering classic rock, folk, everything in between. Hey, Dennis, nice to see you.
Good morning, Vicky.
So someone may be doing like a double take, like, what? I just got my Spotify Wrapped of the Year. You know, why are you recommending CDs in the age of streaming and online music?
What kind of gift is that?
I know.
No, CDs, I'm a physical product person, and CDs are the most accurate representation of what went on in the studio, especially now with new modern technology. And these sets are beautiful. These make great gifts. A certificate that says you've got another year on Spotify. Maybe a stocking stuffer down at the bottom of the stocking.
Yeah, maybe convenient when you're driving in your car, Going for a walk, you know. How do CDs stack up against vinyls? Because vinyls are kind of popular, too.
Vinyl sales are up again. CD sales are up this year. And the funny thing is, to me, is that CDs tend to be half to a third the price of vinyl. Mm-hmm. They last longer and they're easier to deal with. But people like those big records. I mean, I spent most of my life playing around with LPs, so I know the feeling.
Given that this is your third year sharing like the best gift box sets of just iconic legendary musicians, I mean, you get a kick out of it. I mean, it must be so much fun going through this throughout the year.
I like bonus tracks. I like things that haven't been out before, and especially now, again, with the new technology. A lot of these live tracks and demos and everything else sound terrific.
And there's more than music in some of the sets, right?
Oh, wow. Bob Dylan has put out a whole series. He's on about the 18th volume of the bootleg series, which is vault stuff. And about half of them come in big boxes with two books, lots of pictures, stories about the music, and the music itself. So they're beautiful pieces.
Mm. Well, let's get to Bob Dylan. The box set is the complete Budokan 1978, and that was released actually last month, so not too long ago. You know, what do you like about this one?
Well, it was two shows split in February, mid-February, and then March 1st, 1978, and they just put it out in Japan first years ago. Didn't even make an American release, but finally they did. If you're a Bob Dylan fan, if you're a completist, and if you just want better sound quality, this is a good one. But I will tell you, Bob was on the road with a horn section, a flute player, backup singers, and doing his usual thing where he'll rework songs so you don't even know what it is till you're halfway in the middle, like reggae treatments of some songs that you're familiar with. I'm not really sure about the flute on some of these. So this, as far as Bob Live, this is not necessarily everybody's favorite. But again, if you liked it, mm-hmm. if you're a completist, it's a beautiful set. It comes with 12 more titles that weren't on the original, plus two versions of some of the songs that were on the original album. So it's a big one, and it's nice, and it sounds great. It's just that it's an odd period of Bob, because he just went out there and said, I'm going to do it this way this time.
Well, and that's great, because now I understand, because previous albums have had part of these concerts, but these are like the concerts
this
incomplete.
This whole thing, yeah.
The whole shebang.
Right.
Well, let's take a listen to one of them. This is All Along the Watchtower.
No reason to get excited. Now
You know, it's good when the the inside team in the booth is bouncing around behind us.
Bob was in good voice back then.
Yeah, I love the fiddle, right?
It's very unusual. I'm not sure about the flute. Still not sure. When you hear that, you'll know what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Okay, so up next, we have a box set from The Who, and this has an interesting backstory.
This is the brick of the
season. Oh, my.
Season.
Wow, yeah, that is huge.
Album-sized. Back in the late 60s, Pete Townsend was working on a project called Lifehouse, and before that, mid-60s, Pete Townsend had a full home studio, so he would make demos that were pretty much complete songs, ready to go if they wanted to, take them to The Who and say, okay, you guys play this exactly as it is, and Roger, you sing it. And he had enough for a 2-LP set that had a whole story with it, much like Tommy. But then they decided to pare it down to one album, which was the Who's Next, which some people consider their best album. So it wasn't a loss. Several of the songs from that ended up on compilations, and then Pete Townsend has put out a series of his demos. But this one has all of it, including a lot of stuff that's never been released before. And when it's a Pete Townsend demo, it sounds like it's right out of the studio. It doesn't sound like he was sitting out in the garage with a cassette player. Plus, two full concerts, one from San Francisco and one from the Old Vic in England, only part of which have come out in the past. So some of this has been out, but most of it has not. And the remaster of Who's Next is pretty darn good.
Given that this is a CD box set, I mean, it's really big. What else is in it?
There's two hardbound books. One is memorabilia. One is the story of Lifehouse with a graphic novel that he always had in mind, too. And then there's two folders in there that have 8 CDs. This is one that I don't think it has come out in an LP version, because even the CD version is $300, so the LP version would probably be twice that.
Wow.
But for LP fans, you know, some of these are available on vinyl.
Well, let's listen to Teenage Wasteland. Okay, so that brings up an important point. How much do these box sets kind of range in price? If you want to buy one for yourself, they are collector's items, or a gift for someone else.
Well, the Who one is up there at $300, although if you shop carefully, you can find it for two-thirds that. There's one coming up, though, that I think is the bargain. We'll talk about that in a second. I did want to say, though, that song, if you didn't recognize it, turned into Baba O'Reilly. I mean, that was one of their biggest songs, and that's the seeds of that song. So there's a lot of that stuff on it.
Yeah, that is awesome. And a demo of, from the Lifehouse, The Who. And now we're going to move on to The Doors.
And this is not really a box, but it's considered a box set. It's The Matrix, which was a club in San Francisco, owned partly by Marty Balin from the Jefferson Airplane. The Doors, right after their first album came out. So they're still young and hungry. And they're good. Some of this has been out before, but now it sounds much better. And this is all, for the most part, of 3 different nights at the Matrix. So The Doors at the Matrix, I think, is worthwhile for any Doors fan.
And when it comes to, I guess, the dollar point, that is a steal? Is that
Actually, for 3 CDs, it's not bad. The best one, though, is the next one we're going to listen to.
Yep. Okay, well, let's take a quick listen to The Doors. Break on through to the other side.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. Still we come, time we come, break on through to the other side. Break
You know, what I love is that obviously we have heard this song before, but I love hearing it in different venues at different times in their career.
I think in that one, too, because it's live and it's not the record company's cutting it. He sings She Gets High instead of just She Gets. But they cut that out of the single. And it's great to hear him in a little club. When you realize they were struggling, they were nothing yet. That song was not very big until Light My Fire came along.
Yeah. Last, but of course, certainly not least, is Joni Mitchell. What do you love about this one?
Well, Joni Mitchell has had three volumes now. The first one was before she even put out a record. Five CDs worth of really well-recorded live and demos. The next one was up through Blue, which is beautiful. This is the next phase, which included Court and Spark. Five CDs, none of it ever released. It includes some sessions she did with Crosby and Nash, some sessions with Neil Young, some sessions with James Taylor. A lot of live stuff, including the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, the Royal Festival Hall, and Carnegie Hall. And she's great live. And she didn't do that much touring that late in her career. So these are terrific sets, all three of them. And this one runs about $50.
Best bang for your buck.
It's got a nice booklet in it. And if you're a Joni fan, these things are, it's all unreleased. So it's really fun to hear.
Yeah, they are beautiful. Well, let's take a listen to Like Veil, Said Lorraine.
It's veils you tear off one by one, said Lorraine. No, it's walls we put up, said that tired voice again. The chisel gets blunt and the sword gets profane. Nobody's blame, but you bind up the stone chips in the gauze that you've slain.
Her voice.
Yeah.
Time and time again.
Inexplicably, that has never been released, that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. In the last 20 seconds or so that we have, any other ones that caught your eye this year?
There's a Kinks. It's actually two CD sets that covers their career and some really nice notes from the brothers Davis. There's Eric Clapton with the entire run that he did back in the early 90s. It's called The Definitive 24 Nights, and that's at the Royal Albert Hall. Stevie Nicks, complete studio albums, if you're a Stevie Nicks fan,
performing
plus
tonight
rarities.
At Golden One Center.
And then there's also, right. And then there's also the Beatles, if you want to call it a box set. You can get the red and blue in a little box set from the Beatles site.
Dennis, thank you so much. It's always a treat.
Certainly.
Dennis Newhall is a co-founder and announcer on KZAP. That is it for Insight today. But before we go, we do have some news to pass along about Insight. We're excited to announce that Insight will be moving to the noon hour starting in January. We will keep you posted here on CAP Radio and all of our digital platforms. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. That'll do it for us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.